President John F. Kennedy, Toy President Style Recordings.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Let us never negotiate out of fear, but let us never fear to negotiate. In the long history of the world, only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger. I do not shrink from this responsibility. I welcome it.
The cost of freedom is always high, but Americans have always paid it. And one path we shall never choose, and that is the path of surrender or submission.
We have the power to make this the best generation of mankind in the history of the world, or to make it the last.
Arms alone are not enough to keep the peace. It must be kept by men. And this nation, for all its hopes and all its boasts, will not be fully free until all its citizens are free.
If a free society cannot help the many who are poor, it cannot save the few who are rich. Those who foolishly sought power by riding the back of the tiger ended up inside.
As our space program continues on even more ambitious missions, it will continue to be this nation's policy to use space for the advancement of all mankind.
It will not be one man going to the moon. We make this judgment affirmatively. It will be an entire nation.
In the final analysis, it's their war. They're the ones who have to win it or lose it. We can help them. We can give them equipment. We can send our men out there as advisors, but they have to win it, the people of Vietnam, against the communists. These people who say that we ought to withdraw from Vietnam are wholly wrong, because if we withdrew from Vietnam, the communists would control Vietnam. Pretty soon, Thailand, Cambodia, Laos, Malaya would go, and all of Southeast Asia would be under the control of the communists and under the domination of the Chinese. But I don't think that the war can be won unless the people support the effort. And in my opinion, in the last 2 months, the government has gotten out of touch with the people.
Before the dark powers of destruction, unleashed by science, engulf all humanity, we dare not tempt them with weakness. For only when our arms are sufficient beyond doubt can we be certain beyond doubt that they will never be employed.
This government, as promised, has maintained the closest surveillance of the Soviet military buildup on the island of Cuba. Within the past week, unmistakable evidence has established the fact that a series of offensive missile sites is now in preparation on that imprisoned island. It shall be the policy of this nation to regard any nuclear missile launched from Cuba against any nation in the Western Hemisphere as an attack by the Soviet Union on the United States, requiring a full retaliatory response upon the Soviet Union. I call upon Chairman Khrushchev to halt and eliminate this clandestine, reckless, and provocative threat to world peace. The source of world trouble and tension is Moscow, not Berlin. And if war begins, it will have begun in Moscow.
All free men, wherever they may live, are citizens of Berlin. And therefore, as a free man, I take pride in the word, Ich bin ein Berliner. Every man, woman, and child lives under a nuclear sword of Damocles, hanging by the slenderest of threads, capable of being cut at any moment by accident or miscalculation or by madness. Unconditional war can no longer lead to unconditional victory. It can no longer serve to settle disputes. It can no longer concern the great powers alone. For a nuclear disaster spread by winds and water and fear could well engulf the great and the small, the rich and the poor, the committed and the uncommitted alike. Mankind must put an end to war, or war will put an end to mankind.
Our goal is not the victory of might, but the vindication of right.
The guiding principle and prayer of this nation has been, is now, and shall ever be, in God we trust. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
That's the end of the cycle of the recording from the President John F. Kennedy, Toy President's Doll.